Now let's introduce tonight's umpires, brought to you by WGAC News Talk Augusta. Tonight, our home plate umpire is Jared Neal.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into SRP Park, home of the Augusta Green Jackets, in the final homestand of 2024. My name is Noah Adcock-Howeth. Thrilled to be with you on a gorgeous Wednesday night for baseball in the final end of the summer months. Last night, a doubleheader, Green Jackets and Columbia Fireflies, splitting the day. Augusta, an 8-0 victory in the suspended game, continued from July 6th, started with a 6-0 lead. Added a couple more on Harry Owens' home run, and Garrett Bauman did the rest on the mound. In the nightcap, a substantially closer ball game, but the Fireflies put up 5 unanswered between innings 4 and 6 in a 6 or 7 inning contest, and that proved to be the difference. 6-5, the final. The Green Jackets out-hit Columbia 11-6, but came up just a bit short in large part due to 9 walks, a hit by pitch, and 4 errors by the defense. Green Jackets looking to clean it up and continue down the stretch, playing spoiler against the Fireflies, who are 3.5 games out of a playoff spot in the second half South Division. Still looking up at the Charleston Riverdogs. Charleston has only grown stronger, and so Columbia needs to make some magic happen themselves. These two teams have played each other incredibly closely all season long. The two teams saw each other first on opening weekend way back on April 5th, and more often than not, these games have come down to 3 runs or less, being the difference. 8-8, both teams' record against the opposite number, the two closest geographic rivals to each other here at the southern tip of the Carolina League. Very few days this season, save for opening day itself, have had the level of excitement surrounding them that tonight does. 5 key transactions for the Green Jackets, all involving pitchers, have certainly shone the spotlight onto SRP Park tonight. First, the departure, Garrett Bauman, who we mentioned went 5 2/3 scoreless yesterday. The opening day starter, the team leader in appearances, innings, and wins, has been rightly and duly promoted to High A Rome. 20-year-old right-hander, a 4th-round pick last year, has been a huge presence, literally and figuratively, around the ballpark since the first game of this season. And for Bauman in his first professional campaign, to make the jump up to High A, there was very few people as excited as he was, but he certainly left a positive mark. And now going up to a Rome Emperor squad that is playoff bound, he'll get to join a handful of former teammates from across this season to try to push for the Emperor's first title in the South Atlantic League. Then to the additions. There are 4 of them, and all of them bring excitement. 4 recent draftees, all in the top 8 rounds for the Atlanta Braves, headlined by number 1 draft pick and number 1 prospect in the system, Cam Caminiti. 18-year-old lefty out of Saguaro High School. We will see him throw on Saturday. Sky-high expectations for a young kid who just turned 18 20 days ago. But that game on Saturday is going to draw a ton of attention, and rightly so. Joining him are 2nd-rounder Carter Holton out of Vanderbilt, 4th-rounder Herrick Hernandez out of the University of Miami, and tonight's starter, 8th-rounder Logan Samuels out of Division II University of Montevallo. May not have the name brand recognition as the couple other Power 5 schools that the recent draftees join him with, but Samuels, a lifelong Braves fan, going to his hometown team, and the kid is ready to make an impact today. One caveat we have to point out for all of these players who will be making their debut over the course of the next 4 days, they are going to be on very strict pitch counts. Can't imagine we'll see more than 40, maybe 50 pitches if they're truly cruising, but it's going to be a decently quick hook as you try to keep some of these young arms healthy. This is just a quick introduction to professional ball here in the final 2 weeks of the Carolina League season. Samuels will be backed up and piggybacked upon by Luis Arestegueta, an 18-year-old right-hander who has been exclusively a starter since being promoted from the Florida Complex League. It will be Arestegueta's 3rd appearance and 1st in 7 days. So there's a lot of young and exciting opportunities on the mound tonight for the Green Jackets, and they take on an old friend to do it. 21-year-old Felix Aranda will be the first pitcher to see the Green Jackets 4 different times as a starter in a season. He's 1-1 against Augusta in 3 games with a 4.85 ERA, but overall 4-8, a 3.23 ERA. Aranda has not seen very much run support this year. four-pitch mix for a right-hander who's consistently consistent. He leads the team for the Fireflies. Seven quality starts and 97 strikeouts in his year across 100 and a third innings pitched. Three more Ks tonight, and Aronde will be the first arm for Columbia in 5 years to reach triple-digit strikeouts in a year. Felix is always capable of giving his team a chance, and Logan Samuels, as he dips his toe into the professional waters, will counter him. Jackets are back in the camouflage Warrior Wednesday uniforms for the penultimate time this season. These jerseys will be auctioned off after Sunday's home finale to benefit the CSRA Alliance for Fort Eisenhower, the local military base just down the road on the opposite side of the river. Columbia back in their Navy road uniforms with the gray pants underneath and the lime green writing on front and back. It is beautiful, it is hot, and we are right along the riverbank closing out the season in style. That brings the Tax Slayer pregame show to a close. We will push it down field side, playing of the national anthem, and then right back up top for Logan Samuels to make his professional debut on the bump. That was Connor Roberts with the rendition, and we welcome you back into SRP Park, home of the Augusta Green Jackets since 2018, single-A affiliate of the Braves since 2021. My name is Noah Adcock-Howeth, welcoming you in. This is the final week of the season, right on the eve of September. Just 11 ball games left in the 2024 season. Both Columbia and Augusta got a win in the doubleheader last night, looking to take an early 2-1 lead in this seven-game series in the final few days of the campaign. Columbia, from the nightcap last night, which they won 6-5, they have just one change to the starting nine, and it comes in the nine hole. So 1-8, at least hitting-wise, are the exact same. Eric Torres, Blake Mitchell, and Daniel Vasquez at the top. Blake Mitchell, who caught last night, will DH today. Darylin Figueroa back in left. Austin Charles had his 10th home run of the summer last night. He's at third. Carter Frederick in right for the second straight game, with Hyung Chan behind the plate, having DH yesterday. Callan Moss is back at first, and then the one aforementioned change, Johnny Perdomo, takes over second base duties, which were previously run by Colton Becker. And on steps Logan Samuels for his professional debut. 22-year-old right-hander out of Jasper, Alabama, getting the ball after making his way up late last night from the complex in Northport. Fastball, slider, and changeup for Samuels. Eighth-round pick, the former Montevallo Falcon. Highest-drafted player in program history. Starts off tonight. He'll see Torres and Mitchell at the top. 92 degrees, clear skies, humid afternoon with not a breeze in sight. SRP Park has been a hitter's haven all season long, and it will be up to Samuels to keep the ball in the yard and keep Columbia at bay. A lot of power and a lot of strikeouts in this righty-heavy lineup for Columbia. Right on time at 7:05, Samuels prepared to begin his pro career. And Torres whiffs through the fastball, 94 miles an hour. We are underway. Catcher Austin Machado will toss the ball out of play. A nice memento for Samuels. Torres 2-for-3 with a couple RBIs, on base 4 out of 5 times in the nightcap yesterday. Breaking ball has Torres out in front, nothing in two, and we've seen 2 of the 3 opportunities for Samuels. Has a changeup as well. You'll see that primarily to left-handed hitters. There's only 2 in the order, Mitchell and Figueroa. Out of the windup, the 0-2. Upstairs, ball 1. Torres, one of the few players that's been around a while for the Fireflies that does not have swing and miss concerns. 54 walks to 65 strikeouts on the season. On the ground to third base, it's Wilmer De La Cruz. He bobbles it and has no play. Jackets made 4 errors last night, including 2 at third base. De La Cruz takes over today and starts off the ball game with an E5. Defense has been so much better in the second half of the season for Augusta, but a misplay there from De La Cruz. Torres on, Samuels to the stretch against Blake Mitchell. Carolina League active leader in home runs with 18 from the left side. First pitch changeup and Mitchell cuts through. Good dive on that off speed. Samuels a handful of strikeouts, 190 and 180 career innings at Montevallo. Third all-time in the school's record book. Torres a big lead off of first, not going. Pitch misses high and outside. Bit of a slide step there for Samuels. Mitchell 0-for-3, 2 walks and 2 strikeouts last night, also swiped a base. He's 4th in the Carolina League in strikeouts and 2nd in walks drawn. A lot of patience. Samuels picks over, a high throw to Mason Guerra. Torres in easily. Eric Torres has stolen 25 bases in 35 tries. That 10 caught stealing is tied for 2nd most in the league. 1-1 on the designated hitter. Fastball fouled back by Mitchell for strike 2. Only seen a couple fastballs from Samuels early. He's been 93-94 with that fastball. Saw both the velocity and the command tick up in his senior season with the Falcons. And that brought the scouts down to Montevallo in hordes. 1-2 on Mitchell. High changeup stays upstairs. 3 of 4 deliveries to Blake Mitchell have been that changeup. And each of the last 2 have missed high. Samuels a deliberate attempt to get the ball to home plate a bit quicker on those off speeds. With the speedy Torres over at first. 1-2. Breaking ball, strike 3 swinging. Mitchell could not stop the bat. And there it is, the first professional strikeout for Logan Samuels.
Now batting shortstop number 2, Daniel Vasquez.
Went to that sharp slider for the first time, and Mitchell was caught unprepared. Make it 134 strikeouts for Blake Mitchell in 103 games played. Here's Daniel Vasquez, 1-on, 1 out. Fastball called strike 1. Outside corner at 95. Jared Neal will be the home plate umpire. Pedro Powell out in the field. 2-man crew here in the Carolina League. Nothing in 1 on Vasquez, who was hitless last night in game 2 of the doubleheader. Runner on the move. Ball is popped into shallow center. Long run for Titus Dimitru, but he's there. Torres able to scamper back to first. Back-to-back batters retired after the leadoff error by De La Cruz. Darlin Figueroa will step in, the second and final lefty in the order. Take a look at the Green Jacket defense in the Warrior Wednesday uniforms. Garcia, Dimitru, and Cloizzi across the outfield. De La Cruz and Guerra on the corners. John Heal and Colby Jones up the middle. Austin Machado catching for the first time this week. Samuels picks over prior to his first pitch to Figueroa, a powerful left-hander who's in left field for the 2nd night in a row. Figueroa, 10 long balls, 49 driven in this year. He's one of 4 players with double-digit homers for Columbia. First pitch breaking ball catches the outside corner. Nothing in 1 on Figueroa. And after the strikeout of Mitchell, maybe a bit more confidence to throw that slider right against left for Samuels. Brown glove at the chest, the 0-1 pitch. He shows a bunt against the shift. Samuels falls off to the first base side. He'll have to put it in his pocket. Columbia plays the small ball very well. A lot of teams in this Carolina League have begun to adopt that, especially in the second half. Nobody does it better than Charleston, but Columbia's up there. And manager Jesus Izuaje in the third base coaching box fired up that his cleanup man drops down the two-out bunt. A single and an error, two on and two out for Samuels against Austin Charles. Had a solo homer last night. First pitch fastball popped up into center field. Dimitru coming in, ball hooking to right center, and it's Cloizzi to end the first inning. A hit, an error, and two left on with one strikeout for Logan Samuels. Felix Aranda taking the ball in the bottom half when we come back to SRP Park on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, the Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges.
Green Jackets have found some success in these Warrior Wednesday uniforms. Lineup for first-year skipper Winston Sawyer, John Heal, and Pat Cloizzi, 1-2. Junior Garcia, first three-hit day of his season last night. He's back in the three spot. Dimitru Jones and Guerra behind him with Harry Owen, Austin Machado, and Wilmer De La Cruz. Rounding out the order against Felix Aranda. Four-pitch mix for the right-hander, 97 strikeouts on the season. John Heal swinging on the first pitch he sees. Soft ground ball to second base. Perdomo to Moss. One pitch, one out. A rapid start for Felix Aranda, team leader in innings and strikeouts. Seeing Augusta for the first time. Three previous appearances for Aranda. A 1-1 record, 4.85 ERA. Has given up three home runs to Augusta. Pat Cloizzi steps in from the left side and takes strike one on the outer half. Aranda fastball, splitter, changeup, and slider, the mix on the game notes. Nothing and one on Cloizzi. Sharp slider misses outside to even the count. Cloizzi 1-for-2 yesterday in game one of the doubleheader. Suspended game from about 6 weeks prior. Fastball inside, ball two. Did not play in the nightcap. A rare day off for Cloizzi. Green Jackets carrying extended amounts of pitchers and just a three-man bench. 18 arms and 12 position players on the roster. Fastball popped up towards third. A jam shot for Cloizzi. Austin Charles in foul territory. Two up, two down. A briskly paced first inning for Aranda. Two up, two down. The Green Jackets facing the defense of Figueroa, Torres, and Frederick in the outfield. Left to right on the infield, it's Charles, Vasquez, Perdomo, and Moss. Hyung Chan behind the plate. Junior Garcia, three hits yesterday, on base four times. Takes the slider on the inside corner. The patented emphatic call of Jared Neal makes it 0-1. Junior, three hits, a walk, a caught stealing. 0-1, too far inside to even the count. Jacob Gomez is starting to throw in the pen for Augusta. We mentioned that all the new arms we were going to see this week are on a tight count. Remains to be seen just how short it goes for Samuels. Big swing for Garcia on the breaking ball, 1-2. Samuels needed 14 pitches to get through the first. One-two delivery to Junior. On the ground towards second base. Backhanded by Perdomo. Crossbody throw and a 1-2-3 first inning for Columbia. Both arms trade zeros in the first. And back to work, Logan Samuels in inning number two.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Well, it's a very early Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. One inning for Logan Samuels in his pro debut. A hit, a strikeout, no walks or runs. Nice little baseline for him. And in steps Jacob Gomez, appearance number 5 for the left-hander out of Old Dominion. 6 1/3, one earned run, 11 strikeouts in that time. So a very high level of swing and miss for Gomez. Fastball, slider, curve, and changeup. Everything moves, everything difficult to square up. And he'll face down a handful of right-handers, 7 of the 9 in the lineup for Columbia, hit opposite the lefty. Expect to see Luis Arestegueta at some point. Gomez acting as a bridge arm. Arestegueta is stretched out to give you 4 or more frames. And so we'll see how much Jacob Gomez can eat. For those of you that have been with us for a while, our center field camera is acting up a little bit this week. And so as a result, we've got a manufactured center field angle in right center. We know it's not necessarily ideal for tracking pitches when you're focused on the arms. But we hope it's a short-term temporary fix. And if not today, by tomorrow or at least towards the weekend, we can get back to the high center field camera you know and love. We'll have the high home working as well. Carter Frederick will lead off against Jacob Gomez in the top of the second. Frederick 0-for-3, a walk and a strikeout last night. Did reach base once, did so on an E5. There were 3 errors in the time that Frederick was on base. Righty against the lefty. First pitch for Gomez is outside, 1-0. Gomez last working 6 days ago. He's the most rested member of the bullpen for Winston Sawyer and the Green Jackets. 1-0 fastball cut through by Frederick to even the count. 20th round pick out of Oklahoma. 1 year for the seniors. Cut short for the big righty. Dealt with a season-ending hand injury early on in the season. 1-1. Frederick was able to bounce back in the Western Canadian League with the Portland Pickles this year. Just 7 games, but hit over .460 in that time with an on-base percentage of .571, so proved his mettle out there. 2-1 breaking ball, lofted out of play down the right-hand side to even the count. It will be Frederick, and Moss, 6-7-8 in the order, each getting their first swings of the day. Righty's .250, lefty's a .182 against Gomez out of the windup. Hard hit down the right side once again, but it skitters into the bullpen, foul of the Fireflies. Frederick continues to fight. Infield shifted to the pole side. Outfield up the middle against Frederick. Another 2-2. Downstairs to run the count full. Fastball 88 to 91 for Gomez. That one at the top of the aforementioned range. Gomez in relief of Logan Samuels. 3-2. Slider stays outside. Ball four. Just the second walk issued by Gomez this year in five outings. But the leadoff man is on for the second inning in a row. Young Chan coming to bat. DH yesterday 0 for 3. He's now back behind the plate. Hitting 212 on the year since being called up in the middle of the summer. Gomez out of the stretch. Misses high and outside 1-0. Lot of ground for the Green Jacket bullpen to cover, and that's part of why you're carrying 18 players in the bullpen, or 18 pitchers in total. Out of the allotted 30-man maximum, Gomez picks over. Bit of a delayed reaction from Frederick, but he's in with a quick dive. Frederick is 4 of 4, stealing bases in his first 11 games. One out. Late swing and a miss for to even the count. Gomez is very quick to the plate, mixes his timing well. Frederick has shown the ability to run more and more as he's been able to get into the pro ranks, and we'll see if he wants to be off early. Fastball inside corner 1-2. Heel and Jones up the middle looking to turn a pair on who does not have a substantial amount of speed. Hyung Jam will use his timeout. Adjust the white and black batting gloves from the right side. Sun setting earlier and earlier as we get past the summer months. 1-2. Tipped into the mitt and hung tight by Machado. Strike three swinging. First punch out for Gomez. And the fans in attendance love that. Hyung Chan was today's Bojangles Bow Batter of the game, which means everybody in attendance gets free Bow Berry biscuits. Nice of him to do that early. And all the fans put a smile on their face before the sun goes down. Few Rays still out in straightaway center. Dimitru will work in and out as a result. Callan Moss, the first baseman, in from the right side. Had a good day at the dish yesterday. And takes a called strike one on the changeup outside corner. Moss on base 3 out of 4 opportunities in the nightcap of the doubleheader. 2 singles, a walk. Also had a double play up the middle. Frederick a bit further off of first. Gomez notices. Carter Frederick back in quickly, immediately read the movement of the body of Gomez. We did see Gomez have a pickoff in his professional debut out in Charleston. Does not have one since. Long hold at the belt. Backdoor breaking ball stays outside to even the count on Moss. Once you get past Figueroa, it's a run of 6 consecutive right-handers for the Fireflies. Gomez looking to stomach each and every one. Just below the knees on the fastball for ball 2. A close miss for Gomez. Austin Machado peering in towards the dugout. Gets the signs that he sees from Winston Sawyer. 2 balls and a strike on Moss. Late on the fastball, 2-2. Gomez gets good movement, tough to pick up on that heater at times. And when you have to respect both changeup and breaking ball, makes selling out for the fastball a bit more difficult. Moss, a long swing on strike 2. We'll see if he pares that down at all here. Gomez delivers, and it is fouled straight back. Austin Machado popped out of his crouch before the ball got to him. Came up looking to throw and looking in the direction of first base. Frederick did not really take off. Machado may be thinking about a back pick with Guerra staying at home. 6 pitch coming from Gomez to Moss. Deep breath for the left-hander. Breaking ball outside, 3-2. Gomez has not quite been able to find the slider early. Had a very quick warm-up in the pen. It was a bit of a delayed relayance of the message, but also such a briskly paced bottom of the first, not much time to start off. Payoff runner goes outside, ball four. Two walks and a strikeout in the inning. Nothing put in play through the first three batters. And once again, Columbia a chance to take a lead early. Fireflies threatened early and often last night as Elvin Nina heads out to the mound, the pitching coach. Fireflies left the bases loaded in both the first and fourth innings, and that was after they had scored one run in each of those frames. Columbia ended up leaving 12 on last night, and that's in just a seven-inning ball game. Was shortened up as it was game two of the doubleheader. Jared Neal will head out to the mound. The home plate umpire breaking up the triumvirate of Machado, Gomez, and Nina. Frederick out at second, Moss at first, both of whom have walked. The nine-man Johnny Perdomo steps in. Perdomo was available in the opener of yesterday's doubleheader, the continuation from the July 6th line. Did not play in game two. Right-handed second baseman against Gomez. First pitch slider finds the outside corner. That's what Jacob's been looking to do with that breaking pitch. Drop it in on the outer half against unsuspecting righties. Perdomo lined out and grounded out in game one yesterday. Off-speed cued out of play, nothing in two. Good speed at both bases. Green jacket outfield. Not overly deep anywhere but center. Titus Dimitru always likes to play back. And Junior Garcia is way over towards left center. Whole left field line is wide open for Perdomo. Trying to go that way. De La Cruz has it on the infield. Steps on third. Low throw to first in time. A 5-3 double play gets Gomez out of a hitless inning. Works around the two walks. No score after one and a half.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest green jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hivepro.shop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jackets went down in order. Three softly hit baseballs in the box. It will be Dimitru, Jones, and Guerra, 4, 5, and 6. Titus Dimitru leading off the bottom of inning number 2. 0 for 4 last night, but did have a bases loaded walk that drove in a run. First look at Aronde, breaking ball whiffed at for strike one by the center fielder. Aronde, 9 pitches, 6 strikes to get through the first. 2 groundouts to second and a pop-up. Nothing left the infield. 0-1 to Titus. Fastball down the center for strike two. Aronde has taken losses in each of his last three decisions, 4-8 on the year. Does not have a win since June of 23. 0-2. Slider low and out. One ball, two strikes. And the downside to Aránde's line since then is he has two scoreless outings of four-plus innings, including one that went six scoreless, but got no decisions in both. 1-2. Check swing. Appeal over to first. And Pedro Powell says Dimitru did not go on the slider. Aránde took a loss against a red-hot Fred Nats team last time out. Five innings, seven hits, four runs, three of which were earned. Two balls and two strikes on Titus. Fastball inside, nearly caught a piece of the camouflage jersey. Didn't hide him very well. 3-2. Titus has worked from 0-2 to a full count, looking to be the first base runner against Aránde. Breaking ball in on the hands. Softly popped out to shortstop, and it's caught by Vasquez to lead off the second inning. Front door slider jams up Dimitru. He continues his search for his first hit of the week. Colby Jones digs in from the right side. Jones 1-for-6 across both games of the doubleheader with two strikeouts. Fastball outside 1-0. Colby at second base once again. He's been up and down this order. 18th game, six different slot in the lineup. At the knees, 1-1. And correction, this is actually the seventh spot. Only third and fourth have avoided Jones's reach early on. 1-1 delivery. Fouled off the catcher, Hyung Chan. He appears to be all right, but quickly a hand on the back from Jared Neal. And the home plate umpire looking to give the young backstop a bit of extra time. Aránde just pulling the string, changing eye lines and velocities, and has kept Augusta off balance. 1-2 delivery. Fastball inside. Check swing is not granted on the appeal. Jared Neal saying he did not need to go over to first to know that Colby did not go around. Runs the count even 2-2. Aránde from the windup. Breaking ball and Jones in defense mode. Expands the zone but stays alive. Good sharp slider for Aránde. Colby 3-15 on the year since being drafted out of Northwest Florida State College. Another 2-2. Strike three, swinging on the fastball. Blew the heater by him. Aránde gets his first strikeout. Five up, five down for Aránde. Here's Mason Guerra. Celebrating his 22nd birthday tonight. Gets the start at first base. Had his first professional three-hit day yesterday. 16th game for the infielder out of Oregon State. Slider, strike one in the middle part of the zone. Aránde just continues to keep folks off balance. Yes, it's his fourth start against the Green Jackets, but plenty of new faces since the last time he saw them. Guerra so far out in front of the slider, he lost the handle on the bat. A wave and a miss, and he will use his timeout to go collect the lost lumber. Neal will dust off home plate, use the opportunity. And the bat boy brings out a little bit of extra pine tar. Guerra trying to get the added grip. Aránde has not allowed a base runner so far. Now steps in 0-2 on Aránde. Target outside. Breaking ball, bounced foul wide of third base. After you get a swing like that, might as well triple up if you're Felix Aránde, but a good adjustment by Guerra. Now we'll see if Aránde alternates to the fastball. Another 0-2. There is the fastball. Broken bat. Line drive right to the shortstop, Vasquez. A step back, and he has it in his grasp. Vasquez bookends the frame. Six up, six down for Aránde. Still 0-0 after two.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps, plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Second inning of action for Jacob Gomez. No score in Game 3. Final homestand of 2024. Green Jackets looking to put the 2024 home slate to bed with some victories over Columbia and potentially an opportunity to play spoiler. Columbia looking to make the playoffs for the first time since the realignment of the minor league baseball back in 2021. Back to the top for Gomez. He'll face Eric Torres for the first time. Torres reached on an E5 to start off the day. Takes low and inside, 1-0 on the center fielder. Torres, 19 years of age, out of Santiago in the DR. Been around just about all season for Columbia. Pops this one up. Foul territory on the first base side. Guerra up onto the warning track. Has it in his sights for out number one. First time in three innings the Green Jackets have retired the leadoff man. Torres 0-for-2 officially. Here comes Blake Mitchell. Will be the first left-hander that Gomez gets to see. Mitchell struck out swinging on a brilliant slider from Logan Samuels. First and only strikeout of his pro debut. Called strike one on Mitchell. 89 with the fastball. Mitchell, the number two prospect in Kansas City's system. 0-1. Breaking ball just below the zone. Kansas City, all of a sudden over the last couple years, have become a very exciting team to follow with Bobby Witt up at the top and a handful of young players on their way behind. Mitchell fouls it back 1-2. Kansas City currently in a two-team race up at the top of the AL Central with Cleveland. Fell today and ceded first place right back to the Guardians after taking control yesterday for the first time this year. But when you have Jack Caglione and Blake Mitchell as your first-round pick back-to-back years, future is promising. Inside fastball 2-2 brushes Mitchell off the plate. Caglione, unfortunately, for our friends up I-20 in Columbia, bypassing the Fireflies entirely this year. Down the left field line against the grain of the shift, but foul. Beyond the bullpen of the Green Jackets. Mitchell off the end of the bat. Caglione, the noted two-way star out of the University of Florida, straight up to High A Quad Cities. He's out in Davenport, Iowa with the River Bandits. Mitchell's been here all year and has been impressive at just about every facet of the game. Slider, strike three, swinging, and gets underneath Machado. Have to make the long throw to first. He does not have a play, and it's another free base runner given to the Fireflies. Drop third strike on a slider underneath the mitt. Looked like Machado was between going for the glove stop and using the body to block, and it just trickled under the mitt. Mitchell on for the first time today. He has struck out twice. Gomez gets his second K, but now there's a man aboard for Vasquez. First pitch popped out of play by the shortstop. Vasquez flew out to center back in inning number one. Gomez takes a look over at first base. Mitchell runs especially well for a catcher. Vasquez fouls the off-speed back, nothing in two. Mitchell, 25 steals and 32 tries. It's a Columbia team that runs and runs a lot. well on their way to what would be the best record in organizational history since they moved up to Columbia from Savannah. 0-2. Bounced up the middle. It hits off the second base bag and skitters into left center field. Mitchell looking to go first to third. Nobody covering second. Heel gets there to hold the runner at first. Off the bat, it looked like a double play, but Vasquez found the sweet spot, and instead it's a single to put men at the corners. Fireflies catch a break and have another chance with men in scoring position. Columbia's put a man at second or further in every inning. Darlin Figueroa singled off of Samuels back in the first. Logan Samuels, one of four draftees added to the roster today, along with Herrick Hernandez, Carter Holton, and Cam Caminiti. Only right-hander out of that group. Runner goes. Pitches bounced wide of first. Nothing in one on Figueroa. Vasquez, 11 of 14 stealing this year, but Jesus Azuaje put him in motion immediately, trying to work out of a potential double play opportunity. 5-3 double play ended the second for Columbia. Figueroa deep in the left-handed box. Foot is nearly out of the back of the box. Gomez picks over to check on Vasquez. Figueroa is as close to being out as you can be. He smudged up the line to where you can't really see where it ends. But the very fringes of the insole are the only pieces inside the box. Runner goes again. Slider is upstairs. Called a strike. The throw down to second. In time. Austin Machado cuts down Daniel Vasquez. Mitchell froze at third base. Second out of the inning. Now two down and an 0-2 count as the ball found the top of the zone, according to home plate umpire Jared Neal. 0-2 from Gomez. Fouled back. Figueroa staying alive. Rattled around the sweets and ricocheted back onto the lower level. Luis Arestegueta, the piggyback arm, is starting to warm in the Green Jacket bullpen. You'd like to give him a clean inning if at all possible. Another 0-2. Just high with the fastball. Machado tried to bring it back down to earth to no avail. Vasquez was just caught stealing for only the fourth time this season. And for Austin Machado, that's his fifth caught stealing in 19 tries. He's been very good at controlling the run game early. Slider, strike three swinging. Figueroa out in front. Two Ks in the inning. A man stranded at third. And the Green Jackets and Fireflies continue to trade zeros.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer, file fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Green Jackets looking for their first base runner after being held off the base paths in innings 1 and 2 against Felix Aranda. Harry Owen had his first home run in nearly 2 months last night, and he takes the ball as the DH to begin the bottom of the third. Aranda, first pitch breaking ball. Passes under the glove of Hyung Chan for ball one. 0-234 on the year, two long balls and 13 driven in. But as of late, the bat has heated up once again. Been a season of peaks and valleys for Owen, but more highs than lows to be sure has provided solid defense and a lot of leadership behind the plate. Fastball just out 2-0. Owen 5-for-11 last week in his time against Carolina, including his first professional triple, and started off the week just as hot. Ahead 2-0, he clatters this one out to right field. Frederick charging in. Continued to go as the ball just died. Not much breeze, but it just fell out of the sky quickly. But Owen's put away by Carter Frederick. Aronde remains on a roll. Here's Austin Machado. Catcher had a caught stealing for out number two in the top half and now has the opportunity to provide some offensive spark on the other side. Nearly out of the back of the box. First pitch to Machado is a breaking ball around the shoe tops. Aronde has worked quickly, worked efficiently, and kept long at bats at bay. 27 pitches, 17 strikes through 2 1/3. Second baseman Perdomo slides into the four hole. Off speed stays outside 2-0. Columbia continues to play deep across the outfield. Figueroa especially in left. Frederick, as he showed on that last ball, more inclined to come in than have to go out. Three straight misses to Machado. Machado has shown good patience. Four walks and three hit-by pitches in seven games, but none of these last three have been particularly close. Taking all the way, it's on the inside corner, 3-1. Wilmer De La Cruz waits on deck, looking for his first hit in two games. 3-1. On the ground to the left side, gobbled up by Austin Charles, ranging to his left. High throw, but Moss holds the bag. Two up, two down. Aronde just continues to go about his business. Methodical. Looking for his third consecutive perfect inning. Wilmer De La Cruz trying to shake off an 0-for. 0-for-2 in game one of yesterday's doubleheader. Came in as a pinch runner and stole a base in the ninth last night. Ended up stranded at third. First pitch check swing is foul. Nice play by Caden Morton. Morton was walking back from the bullpen to the dugout. Happened to be right place, right time. Just showing off a little bit. 0-1 fastball, a bit harder hit, and a definitely more intentional swing by De La Cruz, but the same result, 0-2. Aronde attempting to go 9 up, 9 down in his first three innings. 0-2 to De La Cruz. Outside ball one. Luis Arestegueta was up in the third. He sat down one batter into the bottom half. Remains to be seen if Gomez will go back out. Odds point to yes. 1-2. Slider taken by De La Cruz to even the count. Trying to extend Aronde out just a bit further. Two balls and two strikes. Back to the breaking ball, and the count goes full. So Wilmer has battled to run the count from 0-2 to 3-2. .38 pitches now for Aronde. Payoff. Bounced off the plate to the left side. Charles flying in, low throw in time. Austin Charles showing off the glove work for back-to-back outs in the third. Still no base runners against Aronde, and no score on either side.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP. Slider is up.
0-0 through the first three innings. Jacob Gomez returns to the mound. His third inning of relief after Logan Samuels worked as an opener. 14 pitches, 11 strikes in his pro debut. A strikeout, a hit, and an error. Austin Charles leading off the top of the fourth. He'll be the final man to see Gomez for a first time. Ended the first inning with a fly out to right. Takes strike one on the inside corner. Gomez continues to work quickly and around the zone consistently. Gomez needed 37 pitches to get through the first two innings. Ran into a bit of trouble in both. But a double play in the second and a caught stealing in the third minimized any opportunities. 0-2 on Charles. Frederick and waiting behind. 0-2 to the third baseman. Big swing, fouled straight back. Three consecutive heaters so far from Jacob Gomez. Really top to bottom in this draft class. Of course, new is always exciting, and there's always reason for optimism, but about everybody we've seen come through has found reasons to be productive. On the ground to third, De La Cruz to first, in time to retire his opposite number.
Right fielder number 23, Carter
Jacob Frederick. Gomez, one of four undrafted free agents signed by the Braves. And one of three to report. Austin Machado, who's tonight's starter behind the plate, also of that variety. And Matt Gachetti, who was here for about 4 days and then went up to High A Rome, also an undrafted free agent. Carter Frederick on a line to shortstop right at John Heal. Hard hit out number two in the fourth. There were only two pitchers signed undrafted by Atlanta. Gomez was one, and then Derek Vartanian, who missed most of this year at Campbell due to injury after being the Friday night starter for Gaston College, JUCO team in the year prior. Waiting to see Vartanian at full health, but Gomez out of the bullpen is just giving you reasons to smile. Underneath the fastball, nothing and one. Been a good clubhouse presence, comes in and attacks lefties and righties alike and can work multiple innings like he's done now. 0-1 to Lofted back out of play, 0-2. Anthony Garcia was up stretching in the bullpen. Arestigueta continues to mill about behind the mound. Nothing and two on He'll use his timeout. Gomez looking for the first 1-2-3 inning of the day for Augusta. And here comes the 0-2. Fouled back as stays afloat. Struck out swinging back in the second. One of three K victims against Gomez. Columbia only struck out six times in yesterday's game two. 12 times overall across the doubleheader. 0-2. Outside ball one. Combination of Samuels and Gomez have had the swing and miss stuff working early. One ball and two strikes on Backdoor breaking ball, check swing. An immediate request for an appeal from Machado is turned down at first by Pedro Powell. Jacob Gomez got ahead 0-2. Now the count runs even. 2-2 pitch to Bounce towards third. De La Cruz charging in. Has to hurry. Double clutches, but in time to first. Reaffirmed the grip and found Guerra in the chest. A 1-2-3 inning for Jacob Gomez. And still no score. You're watching on the Green Jacket Baseball Network, listening on GJ Radio.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Felix Aránde, 9 up, 9 down in his first three innings. Only one strikeout, but a whole lot of weak contact from the Green Jacket offense. John Heel, the first man to see Aránde twice tonight. And we talked about Augusta having seen Aránde a bunch. Aránde clearly taking notes in his first three starts. Harry Owen was the only man in the lineup who had seen Aránde prior to today as Heel files the slider away. So you thought just on paper a slight advantage in the familiarity matchup would go to Augusta as there was more data to pull on Aránde. 0-1 is low to even the count. But Felix has just gone about his business and attacked with everything he has. Been able to mix pitches and spots perfectly, it appears. 1-1 to Heel. Just off the outside corner to put John ahead in the count. Heel 1-for-6 across two games yesterday, hitting .229 on the year. 18-year-old shortstop out of Santo Domingo. 2-1 fastball just below. Aránde extends well down the mound, listed at 6'3", 185, but that fastball jumps on you sometimes, especially off of the breaking ball. Heel ahead in the count. Have to figure Aránde's attacking here. Instead, it's ball four outside. Three consecutive close misses, but John Heel is the first runner for the Green Jackets. Walk number 16 for Heel in 31 games. Heel didn't arrive on Augusta's roster until after the All-Star break, but just proof of how quick the back half of this season has flown. He's become a veteran in comparison to some of these draftees who have come in more recently. One amongst them, Pat Cloizzi, who steps in from the left side. Heel on the move immediately. Change up is high. Good pitch to throw on. It does not matter. John Heel can book it with the best of them, and he's now got 11 steals in 12 tries. Green Jacket stolen base brought to you by Vector Security. Runners have had success taking extra bases against the combination of and Mitchell this season. 1-0 fastball cracked down the left field line to even the count. Back up on the Budweiser bar to the concourse. Runners against are now 26 of 31, so just above 80%. Mitchell did have a caught stealing yesterday. Runners 1-for-2. Timing pick over to second. Shortstop Vasquez crashed in, but Heel had not extended his lead as far as the pitch before. Winston Sawyer and a couple other members in the dugout, both barking out back and telling the runner to return to the bag immediately. Green Jackets still without a hit, but an RBI chance. Man at second, nobody out. Fastball lined into center field. Torres over and makes the catch. Ball hung up off the end of the bat, and the speedy Eric Torres gets to the bag in plenty of time. Jackets trying to manufacture a run as Aránde has looked especially stingy tonight. The walk and the steal, seeing if they can make something happen. Here's Junior Garcia, bounced out to second his last time up. First pitch slider downstairs, kept in front by Hyung-Chan Um. Arestigueta is once again throwing in the pen for Augusta. Signs point to him coming out for inning number five, would be his first relief appearance of the season with the Green Jackets. 1-0-1 Junior. Slider to the right-hand side. Swallowed up by Moss at first. He'll jog to the bag himself. Productive out number two. Moves Heel up to third. Jackets got the man on and got the man over. It's up to Titus Dimitru with two outs to get John Heel home for the first run of the day. Titus popped up to the shortstop in his first at-bat. A jam shot on a front-door slider. Aronde's next pitch will be his 50th of the ball game. Slider tipped into the mitt by Titus, nothing and one. Jacob Gomez serving as the bridge exactly as planned to go from Samuels to Arestigueta. Nothing and one to the center fielder. Popped up on the right side this time. Moss and both give chase and neither has the room. No balls and two strikes on Titus Dimitru. Titus taking some center field duties today. Guanipa's hurt, Drake's hurt, and Jake Steeles gets a day off. Center field options have dwindled a bit. Slider bounced beyond the on-deck circle as Titus stays alive. First time we've seen Dimitru in center field as a pro. Pat Cloizzi and Dimitru are competing for backup center field roles behind Steeles, but both can play both corners as well. Titus spent most of his time this spring at right. Fastball, just off the plate. Aronde was three steps back towards the dugout, but didn't get the call he wanted on 94. Dimitru had his first homer as a pro back on Sunday at Zebulon. 1-2. Slider knocked down. Heel, a big secondary off of third, was breaking towards the plate. Not just a good block, but kept the ball tangible. Easily able to pull it out of the mitt. And it was all Heel could do to sprint back in quickly to third. Charles came sprinting in. And time is called by Jared Neal. The gate is open in left center field. That's utilized to get back to the Firefly locker room. We saw strength and conditioning coordinator Bryce Hall take last night's starting pitchers back that way for some day after work. Mauricio Valiz went back that way about an inning prior. And it was cracked enough for Neal to deem it a violation of safety and good practice. Darylin Figueroa has cleaned it up, closed it out, and now he returns to his original position in deep left field. 2-2 on Dimitru. Aronde out of the windup. Fastball fouled away. Felix Aronde stays fighting. First full season with the Fireflies. Called up at the end of last season. A year ago tomorrow, he made his Columbia debut. Locked in a clash with Titus Dimitru. Target outside. Breaking ball skied out to center field. Eric Torres to his left. Frederick charging over, but it's Torres for out number three. Green Jackets get a man on for the first time and extend him as far as third, but keep it scoreless through four. Arestigueta onto the mound when we come back.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
all that money?
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
We have another Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. Luis Arestegueta makes his third appearance and first out of the pen. 7 innings, 4 earned runs for him. 3 earned runs, beg your pardon. 8 strikeouts and 6 walks for the right-hander. Last worked as a starter a week ago today. 3 innings, 4 hits and 3 runs in a no decision against the Mudcats. Callan Moss will be the first man to see the 18-year-old righty. And the first pitch misses outside at 90. Arestegueta 90 to 92. Was up as high as 94 on the stadium gun last week. Low and outside, ball 2. Moss walked him, was stranded at first back in the second. No runs, 2 hits, no errors for the Fireflies. No runs, no hits, and 1 error for Augusta. 2-0 off the outside corner. 3 straight fastballs, all low and or out. Moss has had to do nothing but watch. Arestegueta looking to reclaim the zone. And gets the call on the corner. Fastball, slider, changeup for Luis. 5th appearance overall out of the bullpen this year. Had 4 with the FCL Braves. On the ground to third. Big hop for De La Cruz. He's been busy today. Strong throw, long throw. Out number 1. Both sides just going back and forth. Both offenses looking to break out. And we saw it with John Heel in the bottom of the 4th. It's very clear these 2 managers are not afraid to put some men in motion, use a little bit of small ball. If they get somebody on, they're looking for that first run. Johnny Perdomo right on right, shows bunt and pulls back. Slider misses outside. Perdomo grounded into a 5-3 double play to end the 2nd. De La Cruz still playing decently deep at 3rd, even after the square attempt. Perdomo not showing, and instead drives this one out to deep left field. Junior Garcia at the warning track, now a step in front for the 2nd out. Perdomo a big swing, but just missed it. Last 6 Firefly hitters have been retired between Gomez and Arestegueta. Back to the top for Eric Torres. Jacob Gomez, final line, 3 scoreless innings, a hit, 2 walks, and 3 Ks. Eric Torres reached on an error and a foul out over towards first. Fastball outside corner at 92. That's the top of where Luis has been in his first inning of relief. Season long with the Green Jackets is 4 innings. Would love to repeat that here. Has Torres flailing at the slider, 0-2. Twilight falling across North Augusta. Lights have kicked on at SRP Park, the 0-2. Breaking ball hammered out to left field again. Garcia back at the track once more and in front of the wall has the catch. 3 up, 3 down. Couple hard hit baseballs, but nothing to show for it in the 5th for Columbia. Halfway through and nothing but zeros on the board.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Colby Jones leading off the bottom of the fifth. It will be Jones, Guerra, and Owen against Felix Aranda, who has not had to sweat much through four innings without a hit. Only base runner, a leadoff walk last frame from John Heal. He made it as far as third on a steal and a ground out, but no further to score. Colby's second look at Aranda. First pitch swinging right to Austin Charles at third. An easy play. One pitch, one out. Plays like that will extend the night for Aranda, who's been up to seven innings this year.
First baseman, number 32, Mason Guerra.
Handful of early outs in counts for Aranda. And through four and a third, he's thrown just 57 pitches. Have to anticipate Mason Guerra might be looking to see one here. And he was on a breaking ball. Strike one on the first baseman, Guerra, lined out softly to the shortstop his last time up. Aranda has faced one above the minimum. Guerra over top of the off-speed, nothing in two. Aranda just has all four of his pitches working, and when you have that going at this level, it's so hard to get somebody off their rhythm. Slider chopped away, Guerra continues to fight. Aranda has primarily used that slider against right-handed hitters, but the Green Jackets are righty-heavy. Five right-handers, three lefties, and a switch hitter. Everybody that doesn't hit right-handed is in the lineup. Guerra, short hop to Moss. Well struck, but directly to the first baseman. Callan Moss was playing off the line and was perfectly positioned. Two up, two down in the fifth. Guerra, one of the harder hit balls today off of Aranda. There haven't been many overall. Still just one strikeout through four and two-thirds for Felix Aranda. He needs two more to be the first Firefly pitcher since 2019 to strike out 100 in a season. Harry Owen takes a slider on the outside corner. Owen DHing today, flew out to right field, opening up the third. Right on right for Harry. Check swing, appeal to first, did not go. Slider below the zone. Just the third time Owen has DH'd this year, but he's swinging the bat well, and there's three catchers on the roster. So have to work days off where you can. Three-quarter swing, Owen fooled on the fastball. Non-committal, one and two. Both Owen and Machado do handle the bat well, so you trust either of them to DH. Machado did last night, Owen is today. That enables you to work your other position players in and out more regularly. 1-2 slider downstairs. Continues to be the go-to on the two-strike count. Very rarely have we seen a two-strike fastball. Starting to mix that splitter in more as well. Aranda shakes once, likes the second sign. Sixth pitch of the at-bat. Inside fastball. Once again, Hyung-Chan wanted the appeal. It was relatively obvious to those in the stands that Owen did not threaten the zone, and as a result, Jared Neal does not grant the request of check. Owen works the count full. 3-2 pitch. Slider off the end of the bat out to right field. Carter Frederick in and underneath it. Another 1-2-3 inning for Felix Aranda. He is carving through the Green Jackets, but neither side has scored.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Well, if the Jacobson Dancing Drag Crew doesn't get you going, not much will. And right now, both offenses need to get going. No score after five, just two hits between the two teams, both of which come from Columbia, and none since the top of the third. Luis Arestegueta going out for the top of the sixth, facing Mitchell Vasquez and Figueroa. If ever there was a part of the order to start the offense up for Columbia, it would be here. 2-3-4, and three of the most dangerous hitters that the Fireflies possess. Arestegueta gave up a pair of long outs with some solid contact in the final two batters in the fifth. Both line drives were ran down by Junior Garcia at or in front of the warning track in deep left center field. Blake Mitchell has struck out twice, but reached on a drop third strike his last time up. A K and a wild pitch from Gomez. First pitch fastball inside to Mitchell, 1-0. And for the first time tonight, the Fireflies have a bit of action in their bullpen. 1-0 on the ground to second base. Colby Jones to his left. A routine play for out number one.
Shortstop number two, Daniel Vasquez.
There's two men stretching, but only one man throwing at the moment for the Fireflies. Looks like it might be Ismael Michelle. We will know more as we go along. Daniel Vasquez takes ball one outside on the breaking pitch. Arestegueta, born in October of 05, one of four 18-year-olds to make a start on the mound this season for Augusta. Outside 2-0. Previously, Didier Fuentes, Jeremy Reyes, and Raven Antonio, who will likely have the ball in a relief role tomorrow night. 2-0 to Vasquez. Below the zone, ball three. Vasquez has singled and flown out. He has the last hit for either side. Jackets will see the youth movement continue on Saturday. Fastball outside corner. Strike one to Vasquez, who was taking all the way. First round pick, Cam Caminiti. Atlanta's number one prospect, who turned 18 just 20 days ago, gets the ball on Saturday. Five straight fastballs, five straight takes for Vasquez. And the count goes full 3-2. Caminiti likely will do similar to what Samuels did today, a very brief outing to get his feet wet at the professional level. But still exciting to see him at all. We weren't sure we would this year. Payoff pitch, outside ball four. All fastballs against Vasquez, and he walks.
Left fielder, number zero, Taryn Figueroa.
You perk up just a tad every time somebody gets on base in this ballgame. Neither side has gotten on the board yet, but eventually somebody's going to have to crack throw. And Darylin Figueroa, who's one for two, trying to aid and abet that process. Single and a strikeout for Figueroa. Drop down a bunt back in the first. Not bunting here. Popping it up in foul territory. Long run for De La Cruz. And with one step left of space in front of the dugout, he makes the play.
Third baseman number eight, Austin Charles.
De La Cruz was shifted away from the lines. That was a ways to go for Wilmer, but he's got that quick acceleration. Two outs in the sixth.
Bingo number
Austin Charles had the home run last night for the Fireflies, their only long ball of the doubleheader. At the time, it made the score 6-4, but with the Green Jackets scoring one late, that solo shot off of Albert Rivas ended up proving the difference maker. Charles back at third for the second straight day. Breaking ball out to left center field. That's going to split the gap and get down. Garcia over to cut it off. Throw comes in towards second base. Charles aiming for two. The tag is late. Austin Charles just never stopped running, and he's got a two-out double. Vasquez went first to third. Two men in scoring position for Columbia, and it's Carter Frederick's time to shine. Charles has much better speed than you would expect for a man who's listed 6'5", 215, and the number 14 prospect in Kansas City's system went flying around first base to get there. Got the breaking ball to stay up and forced Arestegueta to pay for it. Carter Frederick has walked and lined out sharply. A couple of good at-bats for the right fielder. And he fists this one down the right field line out of play. Little bit of run for Arestegueta. 6'3", 175, and a bit wiry from the right side. Very whippy arm action for the kid. Vasquez at third, Charles at second. Columbia trying to unknot this game. Outside 1-1. The right-hander in the pen, who we believe to be Michelle, has begun to throw at a more rapid pace. Remains to be seen if Aronde will head back out or not. 1-1 on Frederick. Low and away with the heater, up to 93 for Luis. First base is open. Hyung Chan is on deck. Arestegueta looking to not concede to the right fielder. Good slider on a 2-1 pitch. Had Frederick fishing to even the count. As good as Carter has looked since turning pro, there has not been much baseball for him at all in 2024. Injured so early at Oklahoma, just 7 games in Portland. He's still getting back to full go. Slider tipped into the mitt, strike 3. Arestegueta, perfect time for his first punch out, and he strands a pair.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer, file fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Columbia going to the bullpen for the first time, and you couldn't have not have gotten any more than what you did out of Felix Aronde. 5 hitless innings, a walk, a strikeout, almost no solid contact to speak of. And Ismael Michel will come out of the pen. Fastball, slider, changeup for the right-hander, a bullpen that has been nearly unhittable this season. Austin Machado leading off the bottom of the sixth. First pitch pop-up down the third base line. Long run for Charles, and he comes up just short. heck of an effort for Austin Charles, showing off that ridiculous athleticism to even have an opportunity. Machado grounded out to third his last time up. Right-hander shuffles to a stop. Off-speed misses high and outside, 1-1. Bullpen came into the week for Columbia tied with the Midland Rockhounds of the Athletics organization for having the best ERA of any of the 120 teams. Machado takes strike two on the outside corner at 93. Michel 4-0, a 1.7 ERA with a couple saves to boot. Two-strike pitch, breaking ball, ladled out of play. And this is not Michel. This is Juan Martinez. So there we go. We got that one squared away. Michel was up and stretching, but it was not him that went up. It is Juan Martinez taking the ball. 1-2 still on Machado for Martinez. Fastball fouled back off of the catcher ump. Martinez, not quite the same numbers that Michel has, and we may well see Michel later in this ballgame. Martinez is much more well-rested. 23-year-old out of El Salvador in his 18th appearance of the season across two levels. Machado continues to fight. Green Jackets looking to get into the hit column. 1-2 slider bounces in from Martinez. Fastball changeup and curve is what he's listed at. Martinez, the breaking pitch, having both directions of movement. Eighth appearance with Columbia. A lot of strikeouts for Martinez, but a 5.56 ERA. He's been hit around at times. 2-2. Sharply hit wide of first. Machado never gives away an at-bat easily. It's one of the reasons he's worked his way from being originally on the development list to now being an integral piece of the bottom of the order. Martinez peering in, trying to see the sign from Target is high. Fastball lined up the middle, base hit. No worse feeling for starter or reliever. Aronde goes five hitless, and the first man that Martinez faces gets a hit. Machado hits in back-to-back ball games. Leadoff man is on for the second inning in a row. Machado now on base in four consecutive ball games. Time is called as wants to get on the same page as Martinez. And it looked just a little bit, based on the faces Martinez was making as he was trying to see the signs from that maybe he was having trouble glancing what the signs were. Into the nighttime hours at SRP Park. It's the first time Martinez has thrown here. Wilmer De La Cruz steps into the nine spot. Man at first, nobody out. Fastball hits off the shin guard of and careems away. He can't find it. Machado was walking towards second. Then he speeds up when hesitated. But Austin will stop at second base. Leadoff man in scoring position with nobody out for the second inning in a row. Jackets could not manufacture the run in the fifth, but with De La Cruz up, see if that plan changes. We've seen Wilmer square a couple times. With the top of the order waiting, Charles will come in protecting for the bunt at third. 1-0 De La Cruz, swinging away and cracks it out to center field. Torres drifting back, he's underneath it, makes the catch. Machado thinks about going to third, but a strong throw holds him in his place. And a wise decision as Torres had enough time to get behind the baseball, get his bearings and set his momentum. Man at second, one out for John Heel.
Shortstop, number nine, John Heel.
Heel a walk and a ground out in a pair of plate appearances. Martinez with the tan glove at the belt. Look back at Machado. First pitch of the at-bat. Inside corner with the curve. Juan Martinez has given up a run in each of his last four appearances. Green Jackets trying to add something here. No score in the bottom of the sixth. Got the first hit in this inning already. Curveball down 1-1. Breaking ball looked like it stayed up on a bit more than he expected it to. Hyung Chan dropped down to both knees like he was ready to block the baseball. Ended up then trying to frame it at the bottom of the zone. 1-1. Fastball loped out of play by John Heal. Green Jackets just two base runners in 5 1/3. Both have made it into scoring position. Martinez, a veteran of the Royals system, signed way back in 2018. Curveball out to center field. Torres barely moving. Now a couple steps back. Machado did not tag. Two outs in the inning. Green Jackets on a single and wild pitch got Machado up to second with nobody out. The decision to not square with De La Cruz and play for the barrel means that Machado is still stuck out at second. Pat Cloese, a pop-up and a line out to center field. There's a pitch timer violation, and it's on Cloese. So Pat will start off behind nothing and one. An inopportune time for that to come to pass. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball below the knees, so it evens up rather quickly. Cloese's driven in 8 this season. We'll try to bring Machado home. Torres and Frederick, medium depth. Figueroa a bit deeper in left field. 1-1. Curveball at the top of the zone for strike 2. Cloese has taken both pitches he's seen, but that combined with the timer violation makes the count 1-2. Martinez trying to dance out of this inning scorelessly. 1-2. Curveball low. This one is blocked cleanly by Green Jacket offense today have done a good job of laying off those pitchers' pitches, the strike to ball, or in that case, ball to further ball, from both Aronde and Martinez. Aronde struck out just 1 of the 16 batters he faced. Still 2-2 for Martinez. Fastball on the ground to second. Well hit, but right to Perdomo. He takes his time, goes to first. Leadoff single breaks up the no-hit bid. But the shutout remains intact for both sides. Still no score. 6 innings into the ballgame. In the Sweetwater
world, we like Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call. And you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at SRP.
It's been a game designed for the pitching enthusiast through 6 frames at SRP. No score on either side. Luis Arestigueta in his third inning of relief, facing Moss and Perdomo, 7-8-9. in each of the last three half innings. The offense has put a man in scoring position, but neither side has been able to bring a run home. Columbia has left six on, four of which have been in scoring position. Arestigueta out of the windup to start off. First pitch on the outside corner, nothing and one on Hyung-Chan the catcher 0 for 5 this week in two games. Strikeout and ground out today. 0-1 breaking ball just off the outside corner. 209, three long balls and 16 driven in. Had his first homer as a pro at Segra Park against the Green Jackets on July 1st. Curveball outside, ball two. Arestigueta, when he has missed glove side, especially with that slider. Fastball is mixed that way as well. Ahead 2-1, and it's cracked down the right field line foul out towards the Easy Go Picnic Pavilion. Arestigueta has just continued on the momentum of his predecessors. Logan Samuels got the start as an opener, an inning, a hit, a strikeout, and Jacob Gomez, three scoreless behind him. Slider, strike three, swinging. Hyung-Chan is out in front. Second K for second K for Arestigueta. Leadoff man retired for the fifth consecutive inning here in the top of the seventh. Callan Moss has walked and grounded out, hitting 333 in the beginning of his pro career. Undrafted out of St. Leo University in Florida. Strike one, outer half. The Appalachian League Player of the Year for 2024 with the Danville Otterbots. Danville used to be a Braves affiliate back in the day. Fastball low, 1-1. Before the contraction, the elimination of short season A-ball and the Rookie League, the Appy League was rookie ball. It was where your first players out of the draft would go immediately. Slider below the hands of the catcher, 2-1. And the Danville Braves had a good run working with Atlanta. League has stuck around as an MLB partner league, collegiate summer program with direct ties to Major League Baseball, so it helps with some exposure, especially for guys like Leo's own, Callan Moss. Fastball, called a strike, 2-2. Moss had extra eligibility to go back to St. Leo after transferring in from Seton Hall, but got the opportunity with the Kansas City Royals. And early on, it's looked like the right decision. He's been a key piece of this offense in the bottom half for Columbia. 2-2 from the right-hander. Outside runs the count full. Just off the outer edge with 93, Arestigueta's looked comfortable in this relief role. First time he's done that with Augusta. Count is full on Callan Moss. Machado with the target at the knees. Breaking ball popped up out behind short. Moss spikes the bat into the dirt, and Heel makes the two-handed catch. Breaking ball stayed up a bit more than Arestigueta might have desired, and Moss knows that he missed it. Two up, two down for Luis Arestigueta. Here's Johnny Perdomo, who lined out to the warning track back in the fifth against Luis. A double play and a line-out for Perdomo. Trying to flip the lineup over for Columbia. Bounce foul past Jesus Wahe in the third base coaching box. Tomorrow, the Green Jackets will put Herrick Hernandez on the mound, the fourth rounder out of Miami University of Miami. One season there after a couple at Miami-Dade College. Fastball just off the outside edge, 1-1. Next three nights will all be lefties for the Green Jackets. Hernandez, Carter Holton, and Cam Caminiti Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Josh Hansel gets the ball for the Fireflies. Reliever turns starter. On the ground to shortstop, another chance for Heel. Sets, fires, throws, and another 1-2-3 inning. We're at the seventh inning stretch, and neither side has brought a run home. Arestigueta and Martinez, the two arms right now. Martinez, the next one having to answer.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Another inning of relief for Juan Martinez, the 23-year-old right-hander, allowed a leadoff single to break up the no-hitter, but since then, smooth sailing. Got two pop-ups and a ground out to second base to hold Machado at second. And still 0-0. Pitching has dominated the day here in Game 3 of the seven-game series. Garcia, Dimitru, and Jones, 3-4-5 for Augusta. First pitch of the bottom half, nubbed out towards the mound. Stumbling and throwing low, Martinez just chucked it away. Garcia's going to try to go to second as Martinez had to make the throw from his knees. Junior puts the stop sign on at second base. That looked to be routine. And Juan Martinez, who had to come up, it was barely a jog for Junior down the first base line. Martinez stumbled going to get the ball on the bare hand. Appeared to fall over once again as he threw from his knees. And the ball skipped under the glove of Callan Moss. A chaotic start to the inning. Green Jackets will take it. An E1 against Martinez puts the go-ahead run in scoring position with nobody out for the third inning in a row. Here's Titus Dimitru. Curveball outside, 1-0. It is now being called a single and an E1. So they're going to say that Junior would have beaten that out because Martinez stumbled. Garcia's not going to argue. It's the second hit of the night for Augusta. Nobody holding Garcia on at second. Fastball bounced to shortstop. Garcia went to third and takes the base sliding. Dimitru out at first, but Junior Garcia playing aggressive on a high-bouncing ball that was right at him. Vasquez took a look at third, but did not have a play.
Second baseman, number two,
and Colby, so the infield comes in a big spot for Colby Jones. Nothing, bottom seven. Outfield a bit further shallow as well, trying to cut down Junior at the plate. Martinez out of the stretch. Fastball high and tight, 1-0. Colby a strikeout and a ground out to third base. 0-for-2 day for him. Check swing, and without an appeal, Jared Neal says that he went around on the curve. Was close. Neal opting to go himself rather than trusting Pedro Powell, who out at second doesn't have an angle. Makes it 1-1 on Jones. Martinez kicks and deals. Low and smothered by That was a huge block for Hyung Chan. Anything that gets past Garcia will look to score. Infield in all the way around. Perdomo up the middle a tad. Moss off of first. 2-1 on the second baseman. Fastball fouled straight back. Big swing for Jones on the fastball. Two balls and two strikes with one out. Man in scoring position, less than two outs for the third inning in a row. Green Jackets have put a man at third. Augusta 0 for 7 with runners in scoring position tonight. Two to Colby. Strike three, swinging on the fastball. High heat, and Jones went chasing underneath it. First strikeout for Martinez comes at a big time. Now it's up to Mason Guerra in the seventh.
First baseman number 32, Mason Guerra.
The two sides are now a combined 0 for 12 with runners in scoring position. The single and the E1 for Junior Garcia, coupled with the ground out from Dimitru, have put Garcia at third. First pitch to Guerra. Curveball kicks away slightly from but it bounced towards third base. Garcia, seeing that ball rolling at him, wisely put the brakes on. Mason, a line out to short and a ground out to first. He barreled that ball to Moss over at first base last time, but it short hopped right into the first base mitt. 1-0 on the first baseman. Popped in the air on the infield. Everybody coming in. Perdomo, Moss, Perdomo, two hands. Green Jackets put a man at third with one out. But go 0 for 3 in the inning with runners in scoring position. Nothing leaves the infield. Two pop-ups and a strikeout. Scoreless through seven.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
We're on to the top of the eighth in inning number eight, game number three. Fireflies 0 and Green Jackets 0.
Check the video board for your baseball bingo numbers for tonight.
Eric Torres will lead off the top of inning number eight against Luis Arestegueta. Having a little microphone issue over here, so we apologize for any lack in my audio. Still got the natural sounds at beautiful SRP Park if and when it cuts out again. Eric Torres, 0 for 3, reached on an error to start off the game. Since then, a pop-up and a line-out. First pitch slider inside. Second chance to see Arestegueta for Eric Torres. Luis in his fourth inning of relief. Bullpen action for the Fireflies. Torres fouls the fastball back 1-1. It looks like Zach Coyer is the one who's throwing for Columbia. Ball and a strike on Torres leading off the frame. Breaking ball outside 2-1. Both sides, no runs and one error. Fireflies 3 hits to Augusta's 2. Austin Charles, the only extra base hit from either side. Fastball 2-2. At this point, it just becomes a brand new game every time you step out there. Two innings to play with. Who can score first, it feels like? Columbia's bullpen vaunted, and we've talked about it, and the numbers back it up in every conceivable way. Augusta going toe-to-toe here. Curveball muscled back by Torres. Five hitless innings for Felix Aranda in the start. Jackets got an opener of Logan Samuels, and he went scoreless in one inning. Breaking ball, strike three, tipped into the mitt and held on to by Machado. Three strikeouts for Arestegueta and three and a third. He puts down Torres for the second time. Leadoff man put away for Blake Mitchell. 0 for 3, two strikeouts and a hard ground out to second base. Colby Jones will shift into the pole side. Mitchell's second look at Luis Arestegueta. He fouls back the fastball. Was right on time. There are, of course, five other games going on in the Carolina League, and at least one of them has offense, so it's not just us being completely scoreless. Breaking ball misses low, 1-1. Down East is being shut out, however, by the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, but they're working on a comeback late. Down East swept their doubleheader against Myrtle last night, trying for a last gasp in the North Division. Fastball foul back, 1-2. Once again, Mitchell appeared to be right on time. Carolina up 4-2 in Lynchburg. Kannapolis up 5-1 on the Frednats. Frednats are 3.5 ahead of the second place team. 1-2. Breaking ball fouled off of Machado as Mitchell stays alive. And that one also appears to have caught a piece of Jared Neal. Both checking on the other. Salem's up 5-1. They're still within striking distance of the Frednats, but they'll need some help. They're facing Delmarva, who's currently at the bottom of the North Division. And Charleston, who's right at the top of the South, have a 3.5-game lead on Columbia, up 4-3 in the sixth. Seems like every time the Fireflies win, so does Charleston. Off-speed foul down the left field line. The rare occasions that Charleston has fallen, Columbia has not been able to take much advantage. Still 1-2 on Mitchell. Arestegueta from the windup. Breaking ball, strike three, swinging. Back-to-back K's for Luis Arestegueta.
Shortstop, number two.
You can tell the confidence that he has tonight. We did not see in either of his two starts over the last couple weeks. There's something about the way he's cruising. It's just a different mentality. Two outs in the eighth for Daniel Vasquez. Underneath the breaking ball, nothing in one. Sharp sweeping bender from Luis Arestegueta. Even when it stays up, Columbia has not taken advantage. Back to the fastball, but it's below the knees, 1-1. Vasquez, the only man on either side to have reached multiple times, singled in the third and walked in the sixth. Check swing, called a strike anyway on Vasquez, 1-2. Green Jackets will have Owen Machado and De La Cruz at the bottom of their order. Luis looks like he wants a new baseball, and he will be granted that request by Jared Neal. Continues to be movement in Columbia's bullpen. We'll see if Martinez is willing to go more than two. Ball and two strikes. Slider popped up behind second base. Colby Jones on the infield dirt. 1-2-3 inning for the Fireflies in quick succession. Three out of four have gone 1-2-3 against Luis Arestegueta. And on the bottom of the eighth, another scoreless half inning. Fireflies going to the pen.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fireflies will turn to the bullpen once again. It is Zachary Coyer coming on for his sixth appearance. Been scoreless in each of his last four. And he will see Owen Machado and De La Cruz. Harry Owen has flown out to right field twice. One a little bit stronger than the other. Martinez, two innings, two hits, no runs or walks, and struck out one. That is what has made the impressive performance for the Fireflies that much more so on the pitching side. There's only been two strikeouts between the two arms. Harry Owen takes the first pitch upstairs at 86. Coyer fastball, cutter, curve, and changeup. 11th rounder in this year's draft out of TCU. Fouled away by Owen, 1-1. Looks like that might be the cutter from Coyer. He's on 3 days of rest, having last worked against the Fred Nats on the 24th. 1-1. Breaking ball, check swing, and Harry went around, 1-2. Each of the last two outings for Coyer, he's allowed multiple hits, but not a run. Looking to start underneath the mitt. 1-2, turns to 2-2. Outfield is still very deep all the way around. Two balls and two strikes. The count on Harry Owen. Time is called. There's a ball on the field of play. We continue to fight through the audio issues and apologize. Figueroa is incredibly deep in left. Average distance for Torres in center and Frederick in right. Trying to keep everything in front. 2-2 to Owen. Fastball fouled away. First heater of the day for Zachary Coyer. It was 93 right at the top of the zone. Owen Machado and De La Cruz at the bottom of Augusta's order in a scoreless bottom of the eighth. Curveball below the zone to run the count full. The Green Jackets have worked a handful of full counts, but only walked once. Seventh pitch of the at-bat to Owen. Strike three, swinging on the cutter. Barreling away from the bat, and Coyer starts off his day with a strikeout. Austin Machado, 1-for-2, broke up the no-hitter back in the sixth against Martinez. Had a two-strike single back up the middle. Machado's single and Junior Garcia's infield single, the only two hits for Augusta. Columbia, two singles and a double on the top side. First pitch fastball on the outside corner to Machado. Columbia will have 4-5-6 in the ninth. And with no action in the pen for the Green Jackets, it will be Arestigueta going back out for the fifth. Breaking ball, softly hit to shortstop. Vasquez up with it, has the catcher running, so he has time. Two up, two down. Just not much of a barrel for either team. It's been that kind of night. Beauty of baseball, you never really know what you're going to see. Aronde had been hit around his last two outings against Augusta. Didn't give up a single hit today. Wilmer De La Cruz looking for some two-out magic. Ground out to third, fly out to center field for the switch hitter. Exclusively from the left side. Thought about a bunt, but knocks it back foul. Charles was playing slightly deep at third base. Even with two outs, De La Cruz giving it a go. Interesting that with a man at second and nobody out, we did not see De La Cruz bunt in the sixth, but we do here with two out and nobody on. 0-1 to Wilmer. Curveball bounces in to even the count. De La Cruz will hit from the left side quite often this week. There's only one left-handed pitcher on the mound for Columbia available, and that's the southpaw Mason Miller out of Florida Gulf Coast. One misses outside with a changeup. First change we've seen from Collier, and he has now displayed the entire arsenal. Four-pitch pitcher for the former Horned Frog. De La Cruz ahead in the count. Fastball off the inside corner and perhaps a bit down. Tried to present it right on the edge to no avail. Jared Neal, a bit of a tight zone, but he's fair to both sides. That's been the case yesterday and today. Collier to the belt. Fastball at the knees, 3-2. De La Cruz opting to let it roll by. Full count for Collier. Looking for a 1-2-3 eighth in his first appearance at SRP Park. Payoff coming to the third baseman. Called strike three on the inside corner. Fastball running back to the edge. De La Cruz gets locked up. And the Jackets go down in order in the eighth. To the ninth we go. It is still 0-0.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Top of the ninth on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth. And it will be 4-5-6 Figueroa, Charles, and Frederick in a 0-0 game. Still neither side has blinked defensively. Darlin Figueroa 1-for-3. It only takes one to put yourself in front. Both bullpens have been great. Collier a 1-2-3 bottom half. There's no movement in either bullpen. Luis Arestegueta out for his fifth inning. First pitch at the top of the zone. Strike one called on the lefty Figueroa. After Darlin, it's six consecutive right-handers against Luis. Righties came in hitting over 120 points better than lefties in a limited sample size. Inside 1-1 on Darlin. Second chance to see Luis. He popped up to third base his last time. One ball, one strike. Check swing on the breaking ball, appeal to first, and he did go around. Pedro Powell making the call. Having to look around the frame of Figueroa in the left-hand batter's box. It's a very impactful call, making it 1-2. Luis nods yes to the sign. Popped up behind home. Austin Machado heading towards his own dugout. Against the fencing, bobbles it, and it went into his glove, but they're going to say no catch. It hit from the heel of the mitt off the netting and then back into the bare hand. Would have been a spectacular play for Machado, but right up against the wall, just couldn't quite squeeze it the first time. A gift for Figueroa and another chance. Middle third of the order for the Fireflies. Another 1-2. Strike three swinging, fastball high, and it burns past Darlin. Luis goes up the ladder to challenge the cleanup man. And Arestegueta was underneath it. Five punch outs for Luis. Ties the most he's had in a green jacket uniform. Austin Charles, one for three. That's the only extra base hit of the day. A double last time you saw Luis, and he gets hit on the first pitch. In around the body of Charles at 88, the slowest fastball we've seen over the last couple innings. Does put the go-ahead run on in the top of the ninth. No intent there from Luis. Charles is on with one out, and time is granted behind home plate. It's a timeout called by the umpire, as it looked like there was a question of whether Charles would need to be looked at by the AT or not. Here's Carter Frederick, one on, one out. Runner going immediately, breaking ball inside. Machado's throw is high, and it skips into center field. Too high for Jones, a stolen base and an error. Just put the man in play, and good things happen that quickly. Columbia 90 feet away from a lead. We told you Charles can fly. That's 34 steals in 41 tries this year. Elvin Nina is going to go out. Couple of misses high and tight for Arestegueta. Two pitches have brought Charles from home to third base. Hit by pitch. You figured he would be off. Weren't sure it would be immediately. Machado's throw, not only was it late, it was high and sailing to the arm side. Colby Jones, who had to break 2 second, trying to leap and go against his body to make the catch as it ran high and away from him. Hit off the tip of the mitt. Machado, a throwing error. Puts Charles at third base with less than 2 outs. The infield will come in. Ended a run of 8 consecutive batters retired by Arestegueta, and that was the wrong man to let on. Carter Frederick is 0 for 2. First pitch for Luis. Slider, Frederick goes chasing, nothing in one. 1-1, beg your pardon. Bunches of space up the middle with heel playing towards the third base back. 1-1 pitch. Back to the slider, same result. Frederick in front, pulled the head off. Struck out swinging to end the sixth on a similar swing. So Frederick trying to adjust to what he's seen from Luis Arestegueta. 1-2 delivery. On the ground is short, knocked down by heel. Throw to the plate, the tag. Safe is the call. A bang-bang play. Machado can't believe it. Jared Neal. Here's a cacophony of boos from the home side crowd. Frederick, a breaking ball that hung a little bit. On the ground to short. Heel did everything he could, made a perfect throw. But Neal says the hand got in before the tag on the shoulder. 1-0. Frederick gets his 6th RBI. The error looms large. Pitch misses inside. 1-1, one out, a 1-0 game. Runner going again. Pitch called a strike. Machado's throw, it was actually shut down halfway going. Frederick did not like what he saw on the slide step, and halfway between first and second, he put the brakes on. The throw went all the way through for Machado, and as a result, Frederick scurried back to first. 1-1 on Hyung-Chan Um. Three-quarter swing on the high and tight fastball. Could not stop. Ball and 2 strikes. For 3, 2 strikeouts and a ground out today. The Green Jackets will be chasing one in the bottom of the ninth, trying to break out of a shutout. And they will have their own top of the order to do so. Both offenses where they wanted to be entering this inning. And Austin Charles, who all season long has been a game breaker, does exactly that, gets hit by an errant fastball, steals second, third on the error, and home on a ground out to short. There goes the runner. Off speed is low. And once again, Frederick put the stop sign on. Arestegueta continues to be quick to the plate. That one looked a bit more pre-planned than the previous one. 2-2, no movement. Slider out to deep left field. Garcia back at the track, and that ball is gone. Two-strike slider hanging, and Hyung-Chan makes the young right-hander pay. It's a three-run inning. Slider, thigh-high inner third. Fourth home run as a Firefly, second against the Green Jackets.
First baseman number six.
It just kept carrying up and over the left field fence. Callan Moss will step in. Strike one called on the outer half. You talk about game-breaking. That was back-breaking to watch fly. Oh-1 off-speed bounces under the mitt of Machado. Ball and a strike on Moss. Three straight men have reached. Three straight men have scored. One ball and one strike on Callan Moss. Arestegueta just looking to work out of this inning now. Outside 2-1. Luis had been playing with fire on that slider on a handful of occasions. It had stayed up and he had gotten away with it. Not there to Breaking ball called inside by Jared Neal. 3-1, and Arestegueta starting to show a little bit of fatigue. Out for the fifth for the first time as a Green Jacket. 68 pitches for the righty. Moss pops it up out towards second. Another vicious spike of the bat for Callan Moss. We've seen that a couple times from him on pop-ups. And he's out number two. 0-for-3 day for Callan Moss. Here's Johnny Perdomo.
Second baseman, number four, Johnny Perdomo.
Perdomo 0-for-3, two ground outs and a line out to deep left field. Fireflies have struck finally after eight scoreless innings from both sides. Perdomo first pitch pop up. Foul territory, a long run for Guerra. And he makes the catch against the wall. The damage is done and done well. Fireflies put up three. Two-run homer for Hyung-Chan right now is the difference.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar. Highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Well, it's a three-run game in the bottom of the ninth. The Fireflies break the tie in the top half. A hit-by-pitch, steal, and error put a man at third and one out. Carter Frederick, a grounder right to the shortstop heel, but Austin Charles beats the throw home. And then Hyung-Chan a two-strike slider down the center, deposited over the left field fence, making it a 3-0 game. John Heal leading off against the rookie right-hander Zachary Collier, looking for his second win. Heel shows bunt, pulls back on the cutter around the outside corner, and it gets the call from Jared Neal. Coyer, five appearances, one win, no losses. In line once again. Curveball in the dirt, 1-1. John Heal, 0-2 with a walk. Green Jackets have mustered just two hits and have two errors with no runs to show for it. Ball and a strike on Heal. He's late on the high fastball. Haven't seen the fastball very much from Coyer. He's been able to mix all four pitches about equally. But when he's pulled it out, it has worked at the right time. Ball and two strikes to John Heal. Fastball inside, 2-2. Brushing back the young shortstop. It's Heal, Cloizzi, and Garcia at the top. Each getting their first look at the TCU-based right-hander. 2-2. Curveball fouled away off the plate and skipping into the on-deck circle. Two offenses, a combined 0-14 with runners in scoring position. But the Fireflies have done enough to take a 3-0 lead. Augusta 0-9, and those squandered chances have come back to haunt them. Fastball above the zone, called strike three on John Heal. It's the first time we've really seen Jared Neal expand the zone. And with a rare successful frame tonight, gets the call. Third strikeout for Zachary Coyer. Leadoff man retired in the top of the ninth. Pat Cloizzi 0-3 from the left side. First pitch to Pat on the ground to the right side, and a fair ball inside the bag and into the corner. Hits off the short fence. Cloizzi sprinting into second. He's there ahead of the strong throw from Frederick. One out double. First extra base hit of the day for the Green Jackets. Little bit of life. And that's why the home run was so backbreaking. One run you can try to manufacture and tie a three-run game. You need to string something together. And neither side has been overly proficient at that tonight. Cloizzi with the knock. Hits in back-to-back days, and Pat continues to run. He's now played 18 games as a pro, and he has reached in all 18. Junior Garcia 1-3. Infield single last time up. Got stranded at third in the seventh. Coyer out of the stretch. First pitch cutter in on the hands and fouled away. Cutter has been the primary usage for Coyer so far. Shown it to righties and lefties alike. 0-1 to Junior. Back to the true four-seam fastball. It's fouled away. Junior will have to shorten up. He's behind, nothing and two on two pitches. Garcia widens out just a tad. 0-2 from Coyer. Fouled back. Fastball up to 94. Cloizzi still out at second. Another chance with a man in scoring position for the Green Jackets. They've been there plenty of time. Breaking ball in the dirt. Blocked by 1-2. Junior always patient. Don't see him fish very often. When you do, it's usually the high fastball that gets him greedy. Cloizzi being held on by Vasquez, lightly moving back and forth. 1-2 pitch. Curveball chasing in the dirt. Over to first. Moss corrals the throw. Two outs in the inning. 4 of 5 outs recorded by Coyer have come via the strikeout. And he's one out away from the win. Titus Dimitru trying to extend the ball game and avoid the shutout. Dimitru 0-3, grounded out to short his last time up. Broken bat up the middle once again for the shortstop Vasquez. And that is the ball game. Aronde, Martinez, and Coyer combine for the shutout of the Green Jackets.
Magpies take down the Green Jackets 3-0.
A three-run top of the ninth is all it takes. Every run scored in the game comes in that one half inning. Columbia has won back-to-back ball games and two out of three to start the week. Collier gets the W. He's 2-0. Arestigueta will take the loss. Luis was phenomenal out of the pen for four strong innings, did his job time and again, stranding men on base. At one point, he retired eight in a row, kept the offense at bay time and time again. But that fifth inning got a bit rough. It all started with the hit-by-pitch of Austin Charles. Fastball got away from the young right-hander. Charles challenging immediately, stole second. The throw from Austin Machado, an E2 into center. That put Charles at third, and his speed outclassing the strong arm of John Heal on a ground ball to shortstop. Charles just barely able to get the fingers onto home plate before the tag from Machado. One batter later, Hyung-Chan Two-strike breaking ball deposited over the left field fence. His fourth homer of the year, half of which have come against Augusta. Continues to be a thorn in the Green Jacket side, and Columbia now leads the week-long series 2-1 and the season series 9-8. Three runs, four hits, and an error for the Fireflies. No runs, three hits, and two errors for the Green Jackets. Columbia leaves on six. Augusta leaves on four. And the Green Jackets, although both teams were 0-for with runners in scoring position, Augusta 0-for-11. That's a pain that they will feel. In innings 4, 6, 7, and 9, had a man at second base or further, a man in scoring position with less than two outs. And in the first three of those mentioned innings, it was a man at second, no out, and a man at third, one out. But the pitching combination of Felix Aranda, Luis Martinez, Juan Martinez, and Zachary Collier got the job done and were at their best when they needed to be, more so than any other. Felix Aranda, a no decision, but he went five hitless innings. One walk, one strikeout. The walk to John Heal in the fourth was the only base runner. Martinez was able to hold the line with two innings, two hits, no runs, and then Collier comes on, retires 6 of 7, and strikes out four to get his second win. Tomorrow, Herrick Hernandez will make his professional debut as an opener, lefty out of Miami, drafted in the fourth round, likely to go an inning, maybe two at most. We'll see who the bridge arm is, and the piggyback arm will likely be Raven Antonio coming out for the Green Jackets. It's Josh Hansel taking the ball for the Fireflies, who the Green Jackets have seen a couple different times this year. Hansel making just his fifth start out of 20 appearances, but he's been effective, a sub-3 ERA, not a man who has barreled up very easily. That will be a 7:05 start time on 90s night here at SRP Park. So we'll be thrilled to host you for that. And for tonight, we bid you good night. For Wes Cooper and our entire crew, I've been Noah Adcock Howarth. Both sides scoreless through eight. Fireflies with a three-run ninth get the 3-0 win.